We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro. I'm joined by a man of many talents. He can tackle a running back. He can tackle a quarterback. He can laugh, smile, tell a good story. But Vinny Curry's got a little problem with getting jiggy, dancing after the sacks. I don't know. What is that? The worm?
No, man, it's called the shmoney dance.
Oh, that is, you know what? See, I'm not hip. You gotta tell me the origin of this thing. Why this? What is it called?
The shmoney.
The shmoney. So it's got something to do with money?
Nah, it's just.
See how out of it I am with this. You gotta help an old man out.
It's a hip hop artist by the name of Bobby Shmurda.
Okay.
They actually play the song in warm ups.
Yeah, I've heard the song.
Yeah, so you know, and then you got the little dance and the little rhythm.
Okay, and that's it. And you just got to sway like that.
Yeah.
What is the feeling after a sack, Vinny? It's been so great seeing you get playing time, be productive in every phase of the game. And I got to believe that when you reach a quarterback, there is this just incredibly euphoric feeling. Am I right?
Yes. I tell people that all the time. Like, when I get to the quarterback, there's no feeling like it. Because, you know what I mean? Everything that I'm thinking, you know, things I've been through. Even being in the NFL, trying to get to this point that I'm at right now, it's just been so hard. The journey's just been so much worth it. Mm-hmm. Worth it. Well, so when I get to the quarterback, I'll be like, So.
Are you finding out that you're beating offensive linemen more with speed, more with technique? I mean, or is it a combination of things?
It's a combination of things. You know, whatever film we watched that week, and, you know, Coach Doss does a great job doing the voiceovers on the iPad. So when you go back through the notes that, you know, we're provided by our coaching staff, they just do a phenomenal job to get the players in the right mold and the right position to make plays.
Is the biggest move from college to the NFL, do you come in here to the NFL thinking you can just beat everybody with being a better athlete, being right. speed? Is that the way guys think?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's farthest thing from the truth, right?
Yeah, farthest thing from the truth. You got to think about it. That's like anybody. You're going to rely on what got you here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, I didn't have a chance to show that. So now it's just like, you know.
Thinking back to the rookie year, was it just, you have to keep your mouth shut? Were you frustrated. We would see you and wonder, hey, where's Vinny Curry? Why isn't he playing? How did you grow from that?
I grew patient. You know, anybody who knows me could tell you that before then I had zero patience. You know, but it grew me into somebody, you know, who wanted it even more. You know, mm-hmm. I guess when I got drafted to the NFL, I thought it was it. And I thought, you know, all the long road was over with. And now it's time for all this to kick off. But, you know, different things happen.
Yep.
And then now look at it.
So. Yeah, it's good. And your performance against the run, it's obviously a lot improved, or else you wouldn't be getting the reps that you're getting. they got to believe that you're a complete player
definitely
to be on the field.
Definitely, you know, just to clear that up, what they mean against the run, they mean the actual technique of two gapping in the 34 defense. They don't,
right.
Yeah, they don't mean that I can't stop a run.
I understand
what
you're saying. I understand that. No, you have to be in the two gap.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the defense. And this week it's Robert Griffin III, and you know we know about what Robert Griffin's abilities are, moving the pocket.
Right.
So what does that mean for you?
It means when I play disciplined football, he's been in and out of games, so what we would have to do is just play disciplined football and you know what we coach to do, you know, and get them to a, you know, third and long situation so we can actually get after it.
Yeah, what's the message been from Coach Kelly this week? Tough loss on Sunday night.
Right.
You got to win on Saturday to keep things going. What's he been telling you?
Can't feel sorry for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. This is a National Football League. Teams give it their all week in and week out. You know, the great teams prevail, you know, on how they respond to adversity. You know, we lost two straight. It's been a while, a little over a year since we lost two straight. Now it's up to us on how we react to it.
Okay, so when you get a sack this week, can you just give him one of these?
I'll give him one.
Just one of those?
Yeah, I got you.
If you do it, I'll be so fired up.
I got you, man.
Vinny Curry in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.